morning we're studying Chayodim Klal Nun Aleph Simen Yud. So the Chayodim here deals with the question of if the fruit or vegetable has been changed in some way, it's been pureed, chopped, etc., does it maintain its bracha? Do we say that the correct way to say the bracha of the Brei Pi'o'etz or Brei Pi'o'dama is only when it is in its original state, or is the fact that it's changed irrelevant? So to give an introduction, so the question, the Gemara discusses this in Brachas and Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, and the Gemara discusses something called Trima, Tes Resh Yod Mem Aleph, which this is part of the question, what exactly is Trima? Rashi says that Trima was something which was kashus ksas, it was partially ground, so it still has some of the original form and shape. So just like we all understand, if we take an apple and we cut it in half, that's not going to change the bracha. So even if you take this, Trima was dates, which you would pulverize down into like a paste, but it wasn't totally broken apart. So therefore the bracha is Brei Pi'o'etz. So the Trumas Hadeshin is Medayik from Rashi, that it's only because it's still maintaining some of its original state, it's not totally ground down or mushed down, etc. But had it been totally ground down or mushed down, it would lose its bracha of Brei Pi'o'etz. It's no longer recognizable that this is the original item, and therefore the bracha would change from Brei Pi'o'etz to a shahakol. That's how Rashi understands. However, the Shulchan Aruch understands that the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam talks about making it into a paste, and the Rambam does not discuss that it has to maintain its original appearance or not. So it indicates that the Rambam holds that even though it lost its original appearance totally, it was totally ground down, etc., or mushed down, or pureed, etc., the original bracha would still be valid, and the bracha is Brei Pi'o'etz as originally. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the opinion of the Rambam, that even though something has been changed to the point that you cannot recognize the original shape of the fruit, etc., the bracha remains the same. The Ramah brings the Trumas Hadeshin, and said that, which is Medayik from Rashi, that that's not so. The Ramah comes out with an interesting psak, that the Ramah comes out that the Iker Psak is like the Shulchan Aruch. That really, that the Shulchan Aruch is correct, that the Bracha of Brei Pi'o'etz is valid even though it's lost its original state. This is the pre. You're eating it in a normal fashion, a fashion which is normal to use, even though it's not its original state. So the fact that that's changed is irrelevant, and the original Bracha is still maintained. However, he says, even though that is so, the minhag is to make a shahakol in order to take Rashi's opinion into consideration, because since a shahakol works for a Brei Pi'o'etz, so why not say a shahakol and cover Rashi's shita as well, as opposed to saying a Brei Pi'o'etz? And according to Rashi, that would not be valid. So therefore, he says the minhag is to make a shahakol. Now, Mishmur points out that in a case where he said a Brei Pi'o'etz, b'di'avad, of course, he would be Yotze, because Mikra Din, the Ramah, is agreeing that the bracha is actually Brei Pi'o'etz and not a shahakol. So a person would say a shahakol in that situation, obviously, he would be Yotze. It's just, if the Cheskila, if we say Brei Pi'o'etz, he would be Yotze. Just the Cheskila, we say a shahakol. Now, the Mishabura then goes and takes a step further. This, that we're saying the minhag is to make a shahakol, as opposed to Brei Pi'o'etz. There's two scenarios where we could discuss this. One case is where the original surah in regards to the shape, etc., is lost, but in regards to the consistency, it remains as it was originally. So you take dates, you make them into a paste. So they're just as pasty and just as thick and as they were before. They haven't been liquefied. Just, they don't look like a date anymore. It's been crushed down to the point you don't recognize the original form and picture of the way a date appears. The appearance has changed, but the thickness has not changed. That's one scenario. The second scenario is when you've liquefied it down to the point that it's lost its original consistency, its original body. So a person makes an applesauce. So we say applesauce, even though the apples are normal to eat, both cooked and raw, So the bracha on a baked apple is a bray p'yoetz, the same way bracha is on a raw apple. But now he cooked it down to the point that they, and then he blended it. So it's lost not only its original form, it doesn't look like an apple anymore, it's all these little pieces. If I've never seen applesauce before, I wouldn't connect it at all with apples. But it's also lost its thickness, its consistency. It's much thinner. So in that scenario, the second scenario, clearly the minig is to make a bracha, our minig is to make a bracha of a shahakol, minig for Ashkenazim, minig for Sfarim would be to follow the Shulchan Aruch and make a bracha p'yoetz. But in the first scenario, could be in a certain sense, it still maintained its form of being ha'etz, and therefore the bracha would be ha'etz, even according to the minig of the Ramah. The chachila we would make a rapio eight. So this is a machloikus, and there's two shittas in regards to that, and the you will get different answers amongst the poskim, and we will talk about that a little bit as we go along on the chayadim, where the chayadim stands on that point. And so that's introduction to the simon. But then we will learn the actual simon itself over the next few days. Meanwhile, have a good day.